Talking Tesla.
I'm not sure if like my foot should be on the brake or the accelerator.
Because they put rings on Elon.
It must be some sort of geometrical algorithm.
I don't think you need to touch the steering wheel there, Tom.
Oh, I'm sure there's some math. So SpaceX, here's the deal. Landing a rocket on a drone ship is key.
Charger.
How am I expected to drive a car without autopilot? Safely.
Charger. No, I'm not a good Parker, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. I just think that this is a car company that is run by super geeks. All the other cars are going to be stupid cars compared to this car. Tesla.
You don't even have to remember that. You've got a Model X. I have seen the future, and it is light pole charging.
No, I wouldn't call it a screw-up. Do you like your Model X?
God, it's beautiful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Talking Tesla fame. Look, I want to do a quick tweener because, you know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. And mostly this is to tell you that there's a full show up for the Patreon. So if you want to go check that out, go to Patreon Talking Tesla and you'll see it there. We had a great time putting that puppy together. We're obviously trying this experiment where we put out a free show every month, the full show, and then a second show for the Patreons. And a couple of tweeners, if possible. So go check it out. It's pretty good. In the meantime, let me just tell you about this tweener. You know what it's going to be about? Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. It's going to be about superchargers, right? It's going to be about superchargers because I'm driving up the California coast yesterday to go pick up my son from college, bring him back for Thanksgiving, which is always a fun thing to do. And so I get to the first supercharger, and it's full. And charging at a rate of 30 kilowatts. Okay, so this is a well-known supercharger for not doing very well. It's at Dualton. It's sort of in the parking lot of a Marriott, often iced. So that is what it is, and I knew that I just needed to go wee-wee. So I just stopped up there for a minute. And then I drove to Atascadero. So Atascadero is this beautiful little town, sort of mid-coast in California. And it too was full. So I had to wait to go in there. And there, I think there are 10, maybe it's 12 stalls. It's a 135 kilowatt charger, theoretically. So I wait there for not too long, I'll be honest with you. I only had to wait about 5 minutes or so. And then somebody left and then I jumped on there. And again, I was getting 35 to 40 kilowatts. So really slow rate of charge. Now, I didn't need a lot. I needed like 100 miles. So I did that. It took about 20 minutes. And I walked up the street and back again. And then when I got back, there were three people waiting for the superchargers, all a little bit agitated. So there was a bunch of S's, there was a bunch of X's, three people waiting. Now, this is a busy time of year. This was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is Thursday. The busiest time of the year, I believe, is the day before Thanksgiving on the roads in the US. And the second biggest, busiest day is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And all this to say is that we have a supercharger problem, and it's only going to get worse. They are cranking out 5,000 to 7,000 Model 3s a week, and that means that the supercharger network is going to be crushed. And although there is plans, you know, for doubling the supercharger network and all that, it doesn't need to double. It needs to be 10x the way this is going, because all those old S's and X's and 3s are not going to go away. They're going to be on the road for 5 to 10 years at least. And so Elon had a tweet that said, you know, we're rapidly expanding the supercharger network and version 3 of the supercharger is coming soon and it's going to be much faster. But of course, it's all about what he didn't say. Well, how much faster? That's what everybody was asking. Well, how much faster and which cars? Which of the technologies is going to be able to absorb that faster rate of charge? Right now, the fastest you can charge is 120 kilowatts. Each stand, I think it's 135, but it's split between two, and it's limited in some way to 120 per car on that sort of stand. And we've heard about like 350 kilowatts coming for the Porsche and all this stuff, and Elon's saying it's going to be a lot faster, so he didn't say how much faster. He didn't say which technologies, and here's my big problem, my big concern, my big beef, is that is all theoretical poopy pants, because when the supercharger is full, whether it's a 10 bay, a 20 bay, a 40 bay, a 50 bay, a 4 bay, when it's full, it can't keep up, not with 120, not with 90, we're talking like 30 and 40 when it's full, because the amount of charge, the amount of energy going to those cars is pretty enormous, frankly. We're talking a lot. So how are they going to deal with it? Now, there might be hope in Supercharger 3.0, because they're also thinking about, well, what are we going to do for these trucks that are going to have 1.6 megawatts of charge? And if you get three or four trucks at one mega charger, oh my goodness, this is like a ridiculous amount of energy. So maybe they're already dealing with this because of stuff we've already reported on. There is this talk of sort of the mega charger and maybe the mega battery. So the only way I see that they can fix this problem when you've got lots of people trying to charge at the same time and the rate of charge goes way down is that you're going to have to do this via batteries. Because the pipe, you'd have to have like a, you know, a solar farm next to you in order to do this. So they'll have to put big, big batteries that are sitting there that when it's not full is filling up. And then when the supercharger is full, you drain down the battery and you keep that rate of charge very fast. And then when the cars go away, the solar panels can charge it up. And it's also obviously going to be linked to the grid as well. But the size of the batteries that are going to have to be at these things in order to do what Mel wants. I know this is just such a whiny little thing, but in order to do this thing where you can have a full rate of charge, particularly if it's even higher, and not for it to be kind of a joke that the only time you get that is when nobody else is around, probably at a time of day when it doesn't really matter that much, is to have something like a massive battery backup. Now, why do I keep harping on this? Why is it important? Because, you know, it's not just about me, obviously. It's not about me because right now I'm doing a lot of supercharging. I'm doing a lot of traveling. It's about the fact that of optics, what it looks like. If you're about to buy a Model 3 and you walk past the supercharger on your way to Denny's and you see that there's a line of cars waiting, you'd be like, hang on a second, the infrastructure doesn't look good. If you're a truck driver, semi-truck driver, and you're like, well, I wonder if my company should get a truck, a supercharger, a Tesla truck, and you go by the supercharger and you see people are waiting, like, well, I can't wait to fill up. That's not going to be any good. If you're a pickup truck owner, you know, hauling your stuff around, doing a lot of miles, doing construction, do whatever it is you do, you go past the supercharger and there's a line and you're like, I'm not getting the new Tesla Semi because look at this, this thing's impacted. Optics is really key. And I know, I've said it 100 times, I get that most of the time these superchargers are empty. There's almost nobody there in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day. But it doesn't matter. You have to have a way to deal with the fact that on high travel days, you can't have people waiting. It is a problem. It's a problem that means you have to massively overbuild the network or you've got to radically increase the speed. And you've got to radically increase the speed so that when there are like 20 people waiting, it's a 5 or 10 minute charge. And the only way I can see that that happens is that if each supercharger has a massive battery, and even then, most of the time, that's wasted. Nobody's going to be there. So I would love to hear a really in-depth discussion about their plans for supercharging in the face of so many Teslas coming, in the face of the fact that, yeah, you could fix the problem by just having superchargers everywhere that are fast charging, but that is a massive infrastructure build. And I think we may have heard a little bit about that, and that is sharing the supercharger network, being able to use fast charging. Like in Europe, they're going to have a CCS plug. Is it CCS? CCS combo plug? They're going to have that on Teslas. And Tesla might actually share the network with other people. So you get to the point where there are fast charging everywhere because there's a couple of different networks and you can interuse them. And so it's sort of like going to the gas station. You know, every now and then the gas station's full, but across the road there's a gas station that's not. That's where we've got to get this infrastructure to. But I'm anxious about it because it's going to happen fast. The optics of this are bad, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Look, it's Thanksgiving. I want to give thanks for Tesla. I love Tesla. What Elon is trying to do is incredibly important. I never want people to think that I do not appreciate, well, more than appreciate. I'm like, this guy's got to win. This has got to work. Tesla has to work. But I'm just sort of pointing out some of the, I think, obvious things. And to me, the supercharger network is the key. We have to have so many more. They have to be so much faster. We have to overbuild capacity. And I just do not see with their current plans that that is happening. Let's see what happens with Supercharger 3. Have a great Thanksgiving. A new big show next week. And actually, I should tell you what we're going to do because a number of you have asked, how about some visuals? Can you put a video on? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up in the studio so that you can see the boys. You can see us put the stupid show together. And we'll also have a laptop there so you can see which articles we're talking about, bring in some visuals, and also strip out the audio for those of the people that just want to have the audio in the car kind of thing. We'll give that a bash. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Talking Tesla. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I know. I'm whining. Ah, drive myself.